感谢主的恩典，让我们能够在这边学习道理。
We thank God's grace as we are all able to be here to learn from His words.
我们有六节的时间啦，来谈谈我们真教会的一些历史上值得我们学习效法的一些长辈。
And so, from the six classes that we have, we'll learn from some of the early workers of the True Jesus Church and some of the things we can learn from them.
在去年底啊，我们在东部的大专班的学生联谊会啊，曾经叫我讲这个题目。
And last year, during the end of the year, we had a CYC and we talked about this topic.
所以我就找了一些资料。
And so I found some information.
二月份的时候啊，到英国去。
In February, I went to England.
他们有一个成人的神训班。
And they had the NATS there.
叫我讲八节。
And they also let me have eight sessions.
因为他们总共每天啊八节一课，连续上了四天。
Because every day they had eight classes and they continued on for four days.
所以早上我讲传道书。
And so in the morning I talked about Ecclesiastics.
下午讲那个事工方面的。
And in the afternoon I talked about service.
晚上每个晚上两节啊，我就讲这个历史的脚踪。
And every evening for two classes I would talk about the history of our True Jesus Church.
这一次又安排我来跟大家谈谈这个。我们教会的一些历史。
And again, this time they asked me to talk about the history of True Jesus Church.
虽然有一小部分的在住在东部的弟兄姐妹曾经听过。
And although a few of the brothers and sisters from the East Coast already heard this.
不过大概大部分对我们教会的历史有的不是很清楚。
However, I think that most people aren't that familiar with the church history.
我们能够成为真耶稣教会的一份子，这是很大的恩典。
Today, for us to be a part of the True Jesus Church is a great blessing.
因为真耶稣教会的出现不是突然间跑出来的。
For True Jesus Church did not just emerge out of nowhere.
因为这有圣经里面的应许。
For it is because of the promise of the Bible.
好像挪亚的世代是这要被毁灭了。
And it's comparable to Noah's time when the world was going to end.
神叫挪亚造方舟。
And so God instructed Moses to build the
ark. 所以进到方舟能够得救。
And so they can enter the ark to be saved.
按照圣经里面的预言。
And according to the prophecy of the Bible.
这个世界将来要被烈火融化。
That the world will become devoured with flames.
在世界要毁灭之前神也预备了一个末世的方舟。
And that before this world is destroyed, God will prepare a ark of the end times.
就是神的教会。
And that is the church of God.
要让人进到这个教会才能够得救。
And only when people enter this church can they be saved.
那我们为什么一直很强调说真耶稣教会是末世唯一的方舟？
That is why we continue to emphasize that the True Jesus Church is the Ark of the End Times.
因为你对这个要很清楚了解。
For you must understand this very well.
好像挪亚的世代只有一艘方舟可以得救。
Just like in Noah's time, there was only one ark to be saved.
你不能够跟人家说每一艘船都可以上。
You cannot tell other people that, oh, you can get on any boat.
那是主数错了，你跑到别的船一上去后来洪水就灭掉了。
For that's the wrong direction. If you go on any other boat, the flood will devour it.
因为方舟是按照神指示，按照一定的尺寸、大小、材料来建造的。
For the ark was built by God's instruction, by God's measurements.
所以洪水把世界灭掉，唯有方舟得救。
And thus, when the flood destroyed the world, only the ark was saved.
真的是教会要按照圣经里面的应许来建造。
True Jesus Church must be established by the prophecy of the Bible.
所以将来天地毁掉了。
So that one day when the world ends.
说这个教会是一个永远不会震动的国度。
That this church will be a forever steady kingdom.
主耶稣来的时候就把我们迎接回到天上去。
That when our Lord Jesus comes, He will bring us to the heavenly kingdom.
所以你如果跟人家说，每一个教会都没有关系你只要信耶稣就好了。
Thus, if you tell others that any church is okay as long as you believe.
结果你跟人家主事错了进到那个教会，因为没有按照圣经的道理不能够得救，那你就是传异端。
And because of this wrong instruction, you led other people to other churches which cannot be saved, then you are preaching heresy.
啊，所以我们对我们自己的教会啊，我们要非常非常清楚的认识。
Because today we must understand our own church very well.
啊，有一次在台湾的教会啊，啊开大专班的学生联会。
And one time during a Taiwan church, we had a CYC.
啊，有一个长老啊，他就讲我们教会的教义。
And thus an elder talked about the basic beliefs.
啊，那时候有一个姐妹啊，姓林。
And at the time, there was a sister whose last name is
Lin. 因为她刚信不久。
And she was only a believer for a short time.
就有点怀疑说，难道只有真耶稣教会才能够得救吗？
And so she questioned whether or not True Jesus Church was the only church of salvation.
结果在祷告的时候，祷告会的时候。
And so during the prayer session.
结果主耶稣让她看了一个异象。
The Lord Jesus Christ gave her a
vision. 她看到有很多的柱子，有大有小。
That she saw many different pillars.
每一个柱子啊，上面都有写各教派的名字。
And every single pillar had a denomination.
所以我呢就在那边一直找啊，哎，怎么找不到真耶稣教会
？And so she walked around and she couldn't find the True Jesus Church.
突然间呐、啊，有一个柱子啊，是从天上降下来。
And then suddenly a huge pillar came from the heavens.
其他的柱子都有高有低啊。
And so the other pillars they were very in size.
所以你可以看到它的顶端。
And so you could see the top of the pillars.
但是啊，真的是因为是从天上直接降下来，就通到天上去。
However, the True Jesus Church pillar came from the heavens, so it reached all the way to the
heavens. 就是一个真耶稣教会。
And on it says True Jesus Church.
所以他看到以后啊，他就很兴奋。
And so when the sister saw it, she was very excited.
真的真教会啊，是神从天上降圣灵来建设的。
That truly the True Church of God is established by the Holy Spirit.
是通往天上的天梯。
And that it's a ladder that leads to the heavenly kingdom.
所以唯有真教会啊，才能够带领我们飞到天上去。
Thus, it is only the true church that can lead us to back to our heavenly home.
现在很多啊，外面的学者他们对真耶稣教会很有兴趣。
There are many scholars outside that are interested in True Jesus Church.
比如说，在加拿大多伦多有一位叫做 Levi Reed 的一个教授。
For example, in Toronto, Canada, there is a professor called Larry Reed.
他写了很多本书啊，有关真耶稣教会的。
And he has written many books about True Jesus Church.
他是一个五旬节教会的牧师。
And he is a Pentecostal pastor.
他也是在大学里面教书。
And he teaches in the university.
他曾经在英国一个教会的联合会议上。
And once during in England, there was a meeting of all the
denominations. 他就是介绍真耶稣教会。
And there he introduced the True Jesus Church.
其实那个时候，他发表那些文章啊，都还没有跟我们教会接触。
Actually, when he published his articles, he wasn't in contact.
只是从我们教会的一些资料里面呢、去了解。
He only read and understood from the documents or the published.
后来有一次多伦多教会在开灵恩会。
And so once the Toronto Church had an ESSC,
他就特别来啊，连续三天呐、都参加。
And throughout the 3 days of the evangelical service, he was there.
所以我们有一个执事啊，就跟他谈。
And so one of our deacons talked with him.
他把他的资料给我们。
And that he gave us his articles.
后来我们发现说他很多啊，对我们教会不了解的地方。
And thus we found that there are many things he didn't understand for our church.
所以慢慢就跟他解释。
And so we slowly. Discussed it.
后来他就来美国，到中国，到台湾，到处啊去找我们的教会收集资料。
And so after that, he went to the U.S., to Taiwan, to China to find documents about our church.
因为他是五旬节系统的教会。
And because he was part of the Pentecostal denomination.
因为他认为啊，真耶稣教会是五旬节教会啊啊在中国发展成功的一个例子。
And he thinks that the True Jesus Church is one of the successful cases where the Pentecostal Church was established in China.
但是我们不认为说啊，我们跟五旬节教会有直接关系。
However, we do not think that we have a direct relationship with the Pentecostal Church.
虽然早期的工人跟五旬节的教会有联络。
Even though the early workers of the church have a connection with the Pentecostal Church.
但是我们认为说啊，我们是跟他们是间接的关系，没有直接的关系。
However, we only think that we're only slightly associated, not with a direct relationship.
另外，像在哈佛大学有那个博士班的研究生啊，他的论文就是写真耶稣教会。
And other than this, in Harvard, there was a PhD student who wrote a thesis about.
在加州的大学啊，也有研究生专门研究生跟教授专门到我们教会里面来找资料。
Even in California, there are professors and PhD students who come to our church to find documents.
最近我在看一本那个中国啊社会科学院有一个教授啊啊写的资料。
And so recently, I've been reading some information from a professor in China.
这个人叫做常统天。
And this person is named 常统天。
他写了一本呢、啊，就是专门研究真耶稣教会。
And so he wrote a book about studying the true Jesus Church.
那一本书啊，总共是将近500页。
And so this book is about 500 pages.
我看了大概我看将近400页还没看完。
And so I'm about at the 400 page limit. I'm not finished yet.
我很佩服哦，外面的人啊，对我们教会的了解比我们自己更了解。
And so I'm really amazed that other people from outside understand our church better than ourselves.
他是从我们教会开始一直写到1949年。
That he started from the beginning of our church all the way to 1949.
哇，他那个资料就完整啊，真是很佩服。
And that all his information was very thorough, and I was very astonished.
他从那个中国大陆的政府机构图书馆呐、啊，还有我们教会里面呐、啊，去收集很多资料。
That he got a lot of information from the public libraries in China as well as our church.
有些啊，我们都不知道的啊，他都知道。
And there are many things that we do not know which he knows.
所以为什么很多、啊、外面的人呢、啊，对我们教会那么有兴趣
？So why are so many people from outside the church so interested in our church?
那我们知道说啊，真耶稣教会啊，因为他们觉得说真耶稣教会这个教会啊，真的是很奇妙。
And this is because they truly think that our true Jesus Church is very miraculous.
美国的那个时代杂志、啊、Time，
that Times Magazine，
曾经啊把那个各教派啊在美国主要的教派啊把它做一个介绍。
And that they made an introduction for all the denominations in the United States.
你知道在美国很多啊浸信会、长老会、天主教啊势力都相当大。
That you know that there are many big denominations such as Catholics, Baptists, and
other denominations. 信徒都几千万人啊。
And that they have millions of believers.
我们真耶稣教会是3000多人。
But in True Jesus Church, we only have 3,000 believers.
但是啊，我们也列入那个美国的主要教派里面。
However, we were also listed as one of the major denominations in the U.S.
这是让我们感到很稀奇的哈。
And so this is very interesting.
虽然我们在美国人数少。
That even though in the U.S. we have only.
当然，我们在其他地方，像在中国啊，信徒数就相当多啊。
But in China, we have many believers.
所以他们也把我们列入在美国的一个主要的教派。
And so they listed us as one of the main denominations in the U.S.
我们会利用时间稍微也会稍微介绍一下我们美国的教会。
And of course, we will spend some time to introduce the church in U.S.
所以可能我们过去我们现在的青年对我们教会的历史不是那么清楚。
Perhaps the youth today, we do not understand that much about the church history.
像我们这一代是从长辈他们就常常讲他们也留下一些资料。
And as for my generation, we learned a lot from our from the more elderly
people. 所以我们有一些了解。
And so we have some understanding.
很可惜，就是我们的资料大概都是中文的，英文的资料比较少。
And unfortunately, most of the documents we have are in Chinese. We don't have much in English.
所以你们呢、我们鼓励你们，如果有机会的话，可以学学中文。
And so I encourage everyone when you have the chance to learn Chinese.
我们教会的一些基本的资料，叫像那个圣经的解释都是中文的比较多。
And because there are many documents such as scripture analysis that is all in Chinese.
像那个现在我们有一个神学生勾弟兄。
And so now we have a TTT student.
虽然在这边出生长大。
That even though he was born and raised here.
但是他有心要当传道。
However, he has the heart to become a pastor.
所以他花了很多时间跑回台湾去学中文。
And so he spent many of the time in Taiwan to learn Chinese.
去年他跟我讲说他大概懂 90%.
And so last year he told me that he could understand 90% of
the
Chinese.
感谢主，他现在上课都可以帮忙翻译。
And thank the Lord that he can translate during the classes.
因为他懂中文就可以看很多资料。
And for because he understands Chinese, he can read many
documents. 所以对那个信仰的基础啊，有非常大的帮助。
And this helps in establishing a foundation in his faith.
好，我们先来谈这个真教会的历史哈。
So first, we'll talk about the history of the true church.
我们知道使徒时代的教会就是主耶稣复活升天以后。
We know that the Church of the Apostolic Times was established after Jesus Christ ascended.
第十天啊，升天以后第十天降下圣灵。
That after Jesus ascended, 10 days after the Holy Spirit came.
所以使徒时代的教会就从耶路撒冷开始。
And so the Apostolic Time Church was established in Jerusalem.
传了传到犹太各地，传到亚细亚、西亚，传到欧洲。
And it spread to Judea to Minor Asia.
啊，那个。使徒末期啊，就有一些啊错误的道理啊，进到圣教会里面。
However, in the end of the apostolic times, there were some false teachings.
大概西元两百多年的时候啊，这个教会的道理就失掉了，啊，圣灵就收回了。
And that around 200 AD, the Holy Spirit left the church.
啊，所以后来就进到那个天主教的时期。
And thus entered the Catholic era.
很多的道理都跟圣经不一致。
That many of the teachings and truths were different from the Bible.
后来马丁路德改教。
And later on, Martin Luther came to reform
the
church.
说我们啊应该归回圣经。
And he said that we must go back to the Bible.
虽然这个口号很对。
How, even though this message is right.
但没有圣灵带领，所以还是很多啊旧教的遗传。
However, he wasn't led by the Holy Spirit, so there was many traditions left over.
不过在教会的历史当中啊，慢慢的啊。有人发现说，哎，这个洗礼点水礼不对啊。
And thus, in the history of the church, many people found that the baptism using sprinkling of the water is wrong.
应该是全身浸水才对。
That it should be a full immersion in the water.
啊，有的人发现说，啊，这个星期天呐，聚会不对。
And some people found that it's wrong to worship on Sunday.
因为圣经是要叫我们守安息日。
For the Bible wants us to observe the Sabbath.
啊，所以就有浸信会、安息日会出来。
And thus came the Seventh Adventists and other denominations.
到了1900年代。
And all the way to 1990s.
圣灵又重新降下来。
The Holy Spirit came down.
所以就有的人说，我们要像使徒时代，要求圣灵，要说方言。
That just like the apostolic times, we must ask for the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues.
所以他们就用了很多的名字，使徒信心会、神的教会。
And thus they have many other names, such as the Church of God or the Presbyterian.
啊，到世界各地地方传道里说，强调我们要受圣灵，说方言。
That they spread the word that we must speak in tongues and have the Holy Spirit.
啊，这个大概是1900年代开始。
And this was around 1900s.
啊，我们教会啊，就是在1917年开始。
And our church was established in 1917.
我看了一些资料，我们教会早期都说我们是1917年5月1号开始。
That I looked at many documents, and all of them said that we started on May 1st of 1917.
啊，但是为什么定五月一号啊？我就不是很清楚。
And as for the reason why it was May 1st, I do not know.
啊，因为就是在那个五月的前后那一段时间呐。
That it was around the time around May.
我们整个道理啊，完整。
That our church, our truth became complete.
如果是讲那个面向下的洗礼，整个教义完成，应该是5月20几号的时候。
However, if we were to talk about the completion of the basic beliefs, such as baptism while facing down, it was around May 20 something.
啊，如果是讲那个真耶稣教会这个名字正式确定啊，应该是9月的时候。
However, if we were to talk about when the True Jesus Church, this name was established, it was around September.
啊，所以啊，到底为什么定五月一号？但是圣经这个资料里面呢、啊，以后都讲我们是1917年5月1号开始。
And so later documents always specified May 1st.
啊，不过我们现在都讲啊，1917年呢、啊，应该那一年是真教会的开始，这是可以确定的。
However, generally, we can be certain that the true church was established in 1917.
我们来看加拉太书第一章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
11节。
Verse 11.
加拉太书一章十一节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 11.
说弟兄们啊，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思。十二节。
12.
因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。保罗说他所传的道理啊，不是人教他的。
Paul said that the truth that he proclaimed was not received from man.
是主耶稣亲自启示他，让他明白的。
But it came through from the revelation of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以真的是教会的道理啊，也不是人去研究出来的。
Thus, the truth of the true Jesus Church was not researched by people.
也不是什么人啊教他们的。
And it was not taught by other people.
而是我们教会早期的工人啊，逐渐圣灵启示他们，让他们明白。
But instead, it was because of the Holy Spirit that came down to reveal to the early workers of the
church. 所以我们现在有那个十项的基本信仰哦。
Thus today we have the 10 basic beliefs.
啊，其中有五大教义。
And we have the 5 articles.
这个就是我们跟一般教会完全不一样的地方。
And this is where we are different from the other churches.
啊，这个是神借着圣灵启示我们的。
And this is by the revelation of God through the Holy Spirit.
啊，这个我们都要清楚哈。
And this is something we must understand.
啊，最近有青年去参加教员讲习会。
And so recently, some youth went to attend RETS.
啊，梁传道就说，你们对那个圣灵的道理啊，啊，如果不清楚哦，没有办法当教员。
And Preacher Liang said that if you do not understand the truth from the Holy Spirit, you cannot be a teacher.
啊，有一个青年就说啊，我们这么热心想要当教员。
And so some youth say that, oh, we have the heart to become an RE teacher.
啊，传道怎么这样恐吓我们呢？
That how can the preacher threaten us?
啊，这个不是恐吓啊。
And so this isn't actually.
这是教你。
This is trying to teach you.
因为你要做真耶稣教会的工人，你对真耶稣教会所传的道理不清楚。
For if you want to become a work of the true Jesus Church and you do not understand the truth,
啊，你怎么可以做真耶稣教会的工作人员？
Then how can you become a work of the true church?
你对这个基本的信仰都不了解，你怎么教学生？
But if you do not understand your faith, the very fundamentals, how can you teach?
所以，我们宗教教育的训练呢，要考基本教义。
And thus, religious education training must test the basic beliefs.
因为你如果道理不懂，你没有办法教别人。
For if you do not understand the truth, how can you teach others?
主耶稣就说，这是瞎眼领路的。
Jesus said that you must receive with
a
blind
eye. 啊，瞎眼的自己都不懂啊，啊就把人啊带到那个陷坑里面去了。
And as a blind person, you don't understand, and you're bringing other people to down.
所以我们现在要做教会的工人啊，都要受训。
Thus, to become a worker in the true church, we must be trained.
啊，那个圣工干部讲习会里面啊，有很多课程。
That in the Holy Worker Seminar, there are many classes.
其中有一个就是认识真教会。
And one of the classes is to understand the true church.
另外一个就是基本的信仰。
And the other one is our fundamental faith.
所以这个不是恐吓你们哦。
So of course, this is not to threaten everyone.
因为你如果对教义不懂，你没有办法做好的工人。
For if you do not understand the articles of faith, you cannot become a good worker.
啊，所以我们既然要受训，我们这些最基本的东西，我们都要了解。
And so we are all here to receive training, thus we must understand these basic things.
嗯，真耶稣教会最早有三个工人。
That in the early church we had three early workers.
我们不说他们是真耶稣教会的创立的人。
And we do not say that they are the founders of the church.
我们说他们是真耶稣教会最早得到神恩典的人。
And we simply say that they are the most early workers who received the grace and
blessing of God. 因为真耶稣教会不是人设立的。
For the true Jesus Church was not established by man.
真耶稣教会是神借着圣灵亲自设立的。
For it was established by God through the Holy Spirit.
所以人都不完全。
Because God, because man is imperfect.
我们看到早期的工人啊，他们不完全。
We see that the early workers they are not perfect.
但是真耶稣教会不会因为人的不完全啊而消失掉。
However, true Jesus Church will not vanish because of man's imperfection.
因为这是神的教会。
For it is the church of God.
所以保罗说啊，这个根基已经立定了。
That is why Paul said that the fundamental, the foundation has been set.
啊，所以这个真耶稣教会这个基础立定了。
That since the foundation has been set,
啊，这个真耶稣教会一直发展，发展到主耶稣再来。
And thus the church will expand until the coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这是圣经的应许。
Because this is the promise of the Bible.
末世的福音啊，要传遍天下。
That the truth will be spread throughout the nations.
然后主耶稣再来。
And then Lord Jesus Christ will come.
所以启示录也说，这个教会要慢慢建设。
And that's why Revelation it says that the church will be
established. 到最后啊，好像一个新娘装饰的非常美。
And then at the end, it will become like a bride, beautiful.
啊，主耶稣啊，这个新郎来就把她娶去了。
And that the groom, the Lord Jesus Christ, will come and take the
bride away. 说好像一个荣耀的圣城啊。
And then it will be like a glorious city.
啊，非常的荣耀，非常的光辉。
It will be very glorious, very bright.
啊，主耶稣来的时候就把他接回到天上。
And when the Lord Jesus comes, he will bring us all to heaven.
所以真的是教会是神借着圣灵建设。
Thus, the true Jesus Church is established by God through the
Holy Spirit. 啊，慢慢的达到完全。
And it will become perfect.
啊，在这个过程当中啊，当然有的人呐、啊、很忠心。
And of course, throughout this period, many people are very hardworking.
啊，当然也有的人失败了。
And of course, other people have fallen.
啊，所以在真耶稣教会里面，有的人啊进来又转一圈了、啊，又走掉了。
And of course, some people came into the church, and walked out.
啊，这些失败的例子也不少。
And of course, there are many of these failed cases.
啊，这个都是做我们的提醒，我们的见解、啊。
And all these people serve as a reminder for us.
因为你离开真教会，就好像说那个树枝啊离开了树一样。
And for if you leave the true church, it is like a leaf that leaves the tree.
树枝离开了以后啊，就是枯干了、啊，当柴火。
And that if a branch leaves the tree, it'll dry up and become.
所以树枝一定要常常连属在这个树上。
And so the branch must be connected to the tree.
啊，这样才会不断的茂盛，不断的结果子。
And only then will the branch bear many fruits.
我在真耶稣教会将近65年。
I've been in the true Jesus Church for around
70, 我出生就洗礼了。
And that I was baptized when I was born.
所以从小看了很多事情。
That's when I was young, I saw many things.
很多忠心的人。
I saw many faithful workers.
当然也有一些人离开了。
And I saw many people who left.
啊，真的离开真教会的后果都不好。
And those who left never had a good ending.
啊，这是可以做我们见解的哦。
And this is something to serve as a reminder for us.
所以我们在真教会里面，你一定要坚守道理，一直到底。
And that in the true Jesus Church, we must hold fast to our truth.
好像保罗说啊。不管是生死啊，都不能够让我跟基督的爱隔离。
Just like Paul says that no matter life or death, I cannot be parted from Lord Jesus Christ.
我们回过头来谈这个真教会的开始的几个工人。
And so now we will talk about the early workers of our church.
第一个人呢、啊，叫做张灵生。
And the first person was called Zhang Lingsheng.
这个是中国山东人哦。
And this person was a Chinese from the region of Shandong.
可能有的人中国在哪里都不知道，我请
so,
请他放一个照片。
Some people might not even know where China is, so I'll show you a picture.
先放那个世界地图。
And so this is a map of China.
前面一个世界地图。
Oh, so the previous one, this is the world map.
这个是世界地图嘛？哈。
So this is the world.
啊，中国在哪里
？So where's China?
应该是在这个地方吧？哈。
It's around that region.
这是东半球，啊，这个是。
And so that's the west, that's the east. And that's the Middle East area. And so China is over there, where the red dot is. And so let's turn to the China map. Map of China. Next slide, please. So where's Beijing? So that's where Beijing is. That is. So Beijing is over there. And so that is the map of China. And that before it was bigger, that it encompassed Mongolia, but now it's independent. So it is a very large land. The true church started from Beijing.Right over there. And we said it started in
1917.
And so it spread to Shandong, and it spread to the north region, then the middle, and then the south region.
So, in quite about 10 years, 1917 to 1926.
Thus, from a brief period of 10 years, from 1917 to 1926, the truth was spread. And the Taiwan Church started in 1926. And then it was... And it spread also to Malaysia and Singapore in 1926.
谈这个开始起源在这个中国的北部的地方。
Now we'll briefly talk about the starting from around Beijing area.
第一个工作人员就是张灵生。
And the first early worker was called Zhang Lingsheng.
他本来在1900年的时候加入长老会。
That in 1900, he entered the Presbyterian Church.
后来他有一个儿子啊，在上海。
He had a son in Shanghai.
因为我刚刚有讲说啊，1900年代的时候圣灵就降临嘛。
And I mentioned that in the 1900s, the Holy Spirit
came down. 本来是在美国有一些黑人哦，他们在虔诚祷告的时候，圣灵降临下来，所以圣灵充满，说方言，唱灵歌。
That originally in the States, some African Americans they received the Holy Spirit and they spoke in tongue and they spoke hymnal praise.
后来这个风气啊，就很多人啊就开始啊求圣灵。
And thus this trend started, and many people asked for the Holy Spirit.
像欧洲也有一些地方啊，就像圣灵降临的现象。
And that in Europe, many places had the Holy Spirit come down.
所以他们就组出来一些啊教会，像使徒信心会啦，或者是五旬节会啦，或者是神召会，到世界各地方传道的。
And thus they established many denominations, such as the Pentecostal denomination, and they went to spread the truth around the world.
大概2007年左右啊，这个上海就有使徒信心会。
And that in 1907, there started the.
他们很强调要受圣灵说方言。
And they started a specific denomination, and they emphasized the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues.
1909年的时候啊，这个张灵生啊，他的儿子在上海啊，在使徒信心会得圣灵。
And that in 1909, Zhang Lingsheng's son got the Holy Spirit in that denomination.
他就跟他的爸爸讲。
And he told his father.
他爸爸专程从山东跑到上海去。
And so his father went from Shandong to Shanghai.
他在那边祷告了二十几天了。
And that there he prayed for 20 days.
但是没有得圣灵。
However, he did not get the Holy Spirit.
所以他就回家了。
And so he went home.
回家以后他继续祷告。
And continued to pray there.
结果后来在家里面祷告得圣灵。
And that later on in his own home, he got the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就叫他说你现在不要再守星期日了，要改守安息日了。
And so the Holy Spirit told him that you must not worship on Sunday, but on the Sabbath.
所以他后来第二年他又回到使徒信心会，接受他们在河里面的洗礼，湖里面的洗礼。
And in the following year, he went back to that denomination and went to have baptism in the river.
经过了四年以后他到了北京。
Four years later, he went to Beijing.
因为北京有一个使徒信心会的牧师叫做潘德森那英文名字叫 Peterson.
And so, when he went there, he went to a pastor of that denomination called Peterson.
这个 Peterson 跟我们教会的关系算很密切。
And this Pastor Peterson.In the very beginning, he had a very close relationship to our church.
他是一个应该是美国的传教士。
And he should be a evangelist from the U.S.
他1911年在山西设立使徒信心会。
And in 1911, he established a church in Apostles' Faith Church.
在山西
，in 山西
然后他又搬到不久以后，他搬到北京
，and not long after he moved to Beijing。
所以在1914年的时候这个张灵生专门跑到那个北京去。
That's in 1914, Zhang Lingsheng went to Beijing。
因为他已经得圣灵了，所以潘德森就为他按手立为使徒信心会的长老。
And since he already had the Holy Spirit, Peterson laid hands on him, and he became an elder of the apostolic faith.
但是张灵生是在1918年的时候，后来跟魏保罗见面。
However, Zhang Lingsheng met Wei Baolu in
1918. 因为魏保罗后来1917年设立真教会以后
Because in 1917, Wei Baolu Paul Wei set up the Jesuit Church.
这个张灵生后来跟魏保罗一起做工。传真耶稣教会的道理。
And thus, afterwards, Zhang Lingsheng and Paul Wei spread the true church, true truth towards.
魏保罗后来办那个就是万国更正报就是办报纸宣扬我们真耶稣教会的道理。这张灵生就在那边帮忙。
And so when Paul Wei tried to establish a newspaper that spreads the truth of the True Jesus Church.
不过他因为年纪比较大，他所以不久就回山东。
And however, because of his old age, he went back to Shandong soon.
这是第一个名，第一个哈。
And so this was the first early worker.
第二个工人叫做张巴拿巴。
And the second person was called Zhang Barnabas.
那他也是山东人。
He was also someone from Shandong.
这个张灵生啊，得到圣灵以后，他很认真在各地方、家乡附近啊传道了。
That after he received the Holy Spirit, he was very fervently spreading the news around his village.
来到了这个张巴拿巴的家乡。
And so when they went to Barnabas's
village, 张巴拿巴的太太啊，听了道理以后，很受感动，想要信。
That his wife heard the truth and she wanted to believe very soon after.
但是张巴拿巴反对，不准他信。
But Barnabas did not want her to believe.
啊，这个过了一年呐。
And after 1 year.
这个张巴拿巴在那个野地的时候，突然间呐，听到一个声音。
When after 1 year, John Barnabas he was in the grassland and heard a sound.
说末世的救恩呐，要从东方传到西方。
That the salvation of the end times, the truth will spread from the east to the west.
结果他就跪下去啊，祷告，圣灵很充满，一直讲灵言。
And thus he knelt down to pray, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues.
啊，所以他明白了以后啊，他就跟他的太太一家人呐，接受张灵生的洗礼。
And after he understood, his whole family together with himself got the baptism from Zhang Lingsheng.
啊，所以他很认真在学习道理。
And thus he firmly pursued the truth.
过了几年以后啊，有圣灵啊，就向他说话。
And after a few years, the Holy Spirit spoke to him.
主耶稣跟他讲说，你要到南方的地方去传道。
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "You must spread the news to the south region."
哦，我要赐给你权柄跟能力。
And I will give you power and strength.
啊，所以把他改名，他本来不叫张巴拿巴，后来把他改名叫张巴拿巴。
And originally he was not called Barnabas, but later his name was changed.
啊，因为巴拿巴跟保罗啊，他们就是使徒时代很重要的工人嘛，哈。
And of course, Paul and Barnabas were very important workers in the apostolic times.
啊，结果他在1919年呐。And
in 1919.
啊，这个都已经真的是要设立了以后，他们已经跟卫保罗接触了以后。
And this was around the time when the True Church was established and when they got in contact with Paul Wei.
啊，这个张巴拿巴从他的家乡开始传道了。
And that Zhang Barnabas spread the truth starting from his village.
先在家乡开布道会两天，有20几个人洗礼。
And that they had the evangelical service in his region, and there were 20-some people.
然后圣灵叫他往各省去传道。
And thus the Holy Spirit told him to spread it throughout the province.
所以1919年呐，他开始啊。 啊，出外传道了9个月。
And so from then on, he went to preach the truth for 9 months.
经过了九个省，中国以前有30几省，现在有23省啊。
And that at the time there were 36 some regions in China. Now there are
以前有36省嘛，现在归并了，剩23省。
And so in the past there were 36 provinces or regions. Now there are only 20 some.
啊，所以他经过了9个省
，and so he passed by 9 provinces.
9个月当中啊，有2000多人受洗
，and then the period of 9 months, 2,000 some people were baptized.
所以9个月当中就建立了42间教会
，and that in the 9 months he established 42 churches.
哎，因为神迹奇事很大，医病赶鬼，死人复活
，and because he showed many signs and signs and miracles, he.
所以真的神赐给他大能力。
And so God granted him great power.
啊，所以很多人信了，2000多人洗礼。
And thus many people believed, and 2,000 something people were baptized.
后来他在1923年的时候啊，再出来传道了。
Later on in 1923, he again went out to preach.
1923年就来到福建。
And in 1923, he went to Fujian.
我想这个福建啊，应该是在哪里？
And so Fujian is in the southern region.
哦，福建在这里。
And so that's where Fujian is.
所以1919年的时候，他在中部这个地方啊，建立了20几间教会。
And in 1919, we said he established 42 churches.
2000多人。
And baptized 2,000 people in the middle region.
1923年的时候来到福建。
And in 1923, he went to Fujian.
啊，第一次啊，两次受洗就有100多人洗礼啊，建立了第一间叫做福州教会。
During two baptisms, there were around.
Uh, oh,
100 some people.
我们现在很多福州的弟兄姐妹在这里哦。福州教会是1923年建立。
And that 福州 Church was established in 1923.
啊，这个教会建立了以后，他不是一直住在那里，他又跑到别的地方又回去嘛，哦。
And of course, once the church was established, he did not stay there. He went
back home. 这个教会啊，就慢慢又一直接受道理的人又一直传了。
However, this church continued to spread the gospel all throughout the region.
所以到1925年，两年的时间呐。
So in the period of 2 years to 1925,
光福建的教会就有六十几间。
That in Fujian, there were around 60 something churches.
所以1925年呢，就开了一个福建省的啊全省的教会大会。
And that in 1925, there was a church, a regional church meeting.
啊，那个时候就已经有六十几间教会了。
At the time, there were already 60 something churches.
啊，1926年呢，就是隔一年呢，就从福建呢传到台湾去。
And that in around 1926, it's the gospel spread from Fujian to Taiwan.
同时啊，传到新加坡、马来西亚。
And it also spread to Malaysia and Singapore.
所以我们看到说啊，那个时候那个圣灵的能力很大，教会就一直传呢。
We can see that at the time that the Holy Spirit was greatly or was working with them.
1926年的一月啊，他们到台湾有八个工人。
And in 1926, in January, there were 8 workers that went to Taiwan.
啊，这个40天当中就建立三间教会。
And in 40 days, they established 3 churches.
啊，这个台湾的教会很奇妙，三间教会都跟牛有关系哦，那个名字。
And this is very interesting because all the 3 churches had to do with cows.
啊，那个献祭啊，叫做牛的那个，照他嘴巴的，让他不要随便乱吃东西了。啊，那个叫做牛骂头啊。
And so this church called Xianxi, the name came from the thing that prevents cows from eating too much.
这个第二间教会叫做清水。
And the second church was called 清水。
好像就叫做牛二，牛二。
So it is like
不是有一个叫做牛二，就是牛挑完就是另外一间家哦。
And there was another church called 牛。
牛码头是那个清水，清水。
And so 清水 is the one that that is the name came from cow
eating.
现西
教会叫做十二张犁，犁田的犁呀，有十二个犁啦。
And so 叫哪个教会？
现西是十二张犁。
And 现西教会 the name came from the cow, the plowing thing called cows.
另外一间教会叫做那个。牛二牛挑弯。
And the other church, 牛挑弯 came from the yoke that the cows carry.
我们很奇妙，我们教会早期的工人啊，每一个人都像牛。
And it's interesting that all the early workers, they were like cows.
非常有力量。
That they had a lot of strength.
任劳任怨。
And that they were willing to do anything.
刚开始的工作都没有拿薪水的。
That in the beginning they had no salary.
鼓带着啊，敲锣打鼓，到处就传道了，这样。
And that they had huge drums and they would preach the gospel all around.
所以啊，很快就把那个整个台湾呐，就把它犁遍了。
And thus very soon they plowed through Taiwan.
所以后来这个台湾的教会变成说整个世界传道的一个中心啊，这个有关系的。
And therefore that is why Taiwan became one of the main preaching regions in the whole world.
所以这个张巴拿巴一开始就最早在台湾传道的工人之一。
Thus, Barnabas Sun was one of the most early workers who preached in Taiwan.
本来要讲为保罗哈，但时间到了。
So because we don't have time, we won't talk about Paul Wei.
那这个为保罗啊，我们都说他是真耶稣教会的第一个工人。
And so Paul Wei, we often say, is the first worker in the True Jesus Church.
他本来住在这个。北京隔壁省啊，他本来是住在河北，北京在河北吗？不是啊，是吗？你们都没有读地理。他本来是住在河北省。
So Paul Wei lived in the province of Hebei.
后来搬到北京城做生意。
And later on, he moved to Beijing to do business.
是卖布的。
And he sold fabric.
本来他脾气不太好。
Originally, he had a very short temper.
所以有一次啊，跟人家吵架。
And once he had an argument with someone.
突然有一个人来劝他们和好。
Suddenly, someone came over to calm them down.
那个人叫做王德顺。
This person was called 王德顺。
他是伦敦会的。
And he was part of the domination in London.
所以他觉得说，哎，这个人很好就跟他到伦敦会去。
And so he thought this person was a nice guy, so he followed him.
你知道那个伦敦那关听名字就知道说这个是应该是从英国传的教会嘛。
And from the name, we know that this probably spread from the Anglican church.
所以在那边一段时间。
And so he was there for some time.
后来我们说这个潘德熙呢，也从山西搬到北京。
He said that Pan De Xi also moved from Shanxi to Beijing.
后来他们又认识了这个潘德新呢。
And so they met this Pan De Xi.
因为在1916年的时候
Because in 1916,
魏保罗本身他生了重病。
Paul Wei had a very serious illness.
所以找医生都找不好。
And he couldn't be cured no matter which doctor he saw. 他也觉得说他生活习惯很不好。 And he felt that he had very bad habits in his life. He had many sins.
所以他虽然在伦敦会，甚至后来跟人家一起建立了一个叫做中华助力教会。
That even though he was part of the London denomination and he established a church with some other people,
热心传道理啊，费财费力。
That even though he spread all his, used all his wealth, he used all his energy.
因为他生意做得好啊，所以赚了很多钱啊，他拿出来就是到处周济啊，就到处传道理这样。
Because he made much money from his business, he used the wealth to spread the gospel to help the poor.
不过后来觉得说他。 虽然这么多新传道，但是他的脾气啦，他的那个生活习惯，还有很多自己觉得罪恶，常常感到内心很挫折。That
even though he felt that he was very fervent in preaching, he still had many bad habits in his life, many sins, and he felt a lot of guilt.
1916年的时候，人家介绍让他认识这个潘德新。
And in 1912, someone introduced him to Pan De Xi.
他去慕道以后，后来在使徒信信会洗礼。
And once he went there to listen to the word, and he was baptized in apostolic faith.
使徒信信会他们是在河里洗礼，但是他们是倒过去的。And
the apostolic faith, they have baptism in the river, but they face up.
他受洗了，他受洗了，他是在自己的家里那个布庄的楼上祷告得圣灵的。
And once he was baptized, he prayed in his own house in an extension in his room, and he got the Holy Spirit.
因为他觉得说他那个病，他后来他的病得到医治，而且他觉得自己的很多的坏习惯改不掉，所以他很认真一直祷告。
And later on, his disease was cured, and he still felt that he had many bad habits, so he prayed very hard.
所以圣灵很充满。And
thus he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以他在祷告当中真的圣灵给他力量，把很多坏习惯都改掉了。
That during his prayers, the Holy Spirit gave him power to overcome his bad habits.
在1917年的时候
In around 1917,
他的女儿叫做魏英，生重病。
Her daughter, called Wei Fei Ying, had a grave illness.
非常的危急，快死掉了。
That she was in critical condition and was dying. And so she prayed for, he prayed for her.
结果她的女儿好起来。And
her daughter, his daughter, got better.
过了几天呢？
And after a few days,
他们家发现说有一只大鬼带了一群小鬼。That
in his house they found one big demon that took many small demons.
奉主耶稣圣名赶鬼，这个鬼魔就跑掉了。
And he, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he cast out Satan and all these demons.
这是1917年3月的事情。And
this happened in 1917 around May.
所以他更加热心的祷告。
Thus he prayed even more fervently.
结果在1917年的4月3号。And
in 1917, in April 3rd.
主耶稣跟他讲说，你要禁食39天。On
April 3rd, the Lord Jesus Christ told him that you must fast 39 days. You cannot eat.
你不会饿死掉。
And you will not starve.
所以他就开始禁食。Thus
he started to fast.
从4月3号一直到5月23。
From April 3rd all the way till May
23rd. 禁食当中，他每天只睡3个小时。
That during the time of his fasting, he only slept
就是祷告读圣经。3 hours
per day. And other times he would pray and read the
Bible. 写那个见证传单。
That he would write many testimonies and brochures. 神启示他很多道理。 That God revealed to him many things about the truth.
所以禁食39天。
Thus he fasted for 39 days.
开始禁食的第五天就是4月8号。
And during his fifth day of fasting,
主耶稣说啊，你要接受主耶稣帮你洗礼。
The Lord Jesus Christ told him that you must accept the baptism from me.
啊，所以他就啊，到了北京啊，有一个大红门啊，大红门河啊。
And because of this, he went to Beijing in a river called Da Hong Men.
啊，那个地方啊，那一条河现在没有了。
And this river does not exist today anymore.
啊，听说现在有一个车站哦，啊，那个站名叫做大红门站。
And so I heard that today.
现在还有这个地名。
Today there is a train station called Da Hong Men Station.
嗯，就圣灵叫他、哦、到河里面去。
And the Holy Spirit told him to enter the
water. 叫他说啊，你要接受主耶稣帮你洗礼。
And the Holy Spirit told him that you must accept the baptism.
结果他在河里的时候看到主耶稣显现。
And in the river, he saw Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself.
他就往水里面啊，就浸下去。
And thus he immersed into the water.
啊，面向下浸下去，然后起来。
He faced downwards and he went in and he went out.
起来的时候，主耶稣有荣光照他。
And when he got up, the Lord Jesus Christ shone glorious light.
然后他就走到森林里面去。
And thus he went into the forest.
主耶稣向他显现哦。
And Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself.
这是为保罗接受主耶稣叫他要面向下洗礼。
And this is what happened when Paul Wei accepted the baptism.
有的人呢认为说，哎，保罗自己洗礼这个有功效吗？因为那个时候没有人嘛。
Some people might ask whether or not this baptism is effective because.
所以第一个主耶稣叫他这样洗礼。
But because Lord Jesus Christ told him to do it, he did it.
哎，听说在那个有一些啊圣经学者他们研究主耶稣受洗。
And some people, some Bible scholars, they are studying Jesus Christ's baptism.
啊，所以他们有一个影片。
And they have a video.
那就是说，他们研究出来主耶稣就是接受约翰的洗礼。
And they analyzed the baptism that Jesus received from John.
啊，约翰站在旁边呐。
That John stood beside Jesus.
啊，主耶稣站在那个约旦河里面。
And Jesus stood in Jordan River.
啊，他也是自己进到水里面上来。
And Jesus also went into the water himself and came back
out. 面向下啊。约翰呢，在旁边看，约翰没有对他做什么。
And that,
约翰在旁边看。
Jesus went down, head down first, and John didn't do anything. He just stopped, watched.
那个影片是这样子。
And this film was like this.
他说：“我们跟他说，为保罗啊，主耶稣叫他面向下洗礼呀，就这样。”
That is why Jesus Christ told Paul Wei to be baptized.
所以那个时候是1917年的四月八号。
Thus, this happened on April 8th.
所以我们应当讲啊，真的是要是从那个时候开始，因为整个那个得救的道理全被了。
That is why we say that the True Jesus Church was established then, because the entire truth was complete then.
好，明天我们再继续啊。
So tomorrow we'll continue.
好，一起默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
Amen.